Hello out there, and welcome to Work with Miles Okazaki, where I share a few things I've picked up over the years as a guitarist and composer in New York City. If you like what you hear, you could go over to Patreon and become a member for a very small fee and have access to video versions of all of these episodes and others that aren't included here. Download materials such as sheet music and exercises, and have the ability to ask me questions directly and request topics for new episodes. This program focuses on the guitar, but goes into many other areas, so there should be something for everyone. And the show starts now. All right, welcome back. Let's get to work on some more pick control. Quick story. I was in rehearsal today with Henry Threadgill, saxophonist, and he has a guitar part here. I'm going to play one bar from this guitar part. Let's see. This is just a bar of four. One, two, three, four. One, two, three, four. So it's this phrase, and that's something that I use that would be difficult for me to play if I hadn't practiced that little quick stroke. In this case, it's like 30-second notes. If the tempo is up there a little faster, this stroke to me feels like it's a quick little double, and when you play a quick little double, drummers call that a drag or a rough. A rough being just like like two, a double in one hand, and then they hit the accented note. And you can go the other way. This comes in really, really handy. I use this kind of stroke all the time. Even a song like... Tinkle by Thelonious Monk, but that beginning part, these little things are like the same type of stroke. It could be if I repeated the note, but I'm doing two different notes, which is what's in the tune. But it's still the same stroke in the right hand. But it comes in handy all the time, and especially if you have a repeated note, like in this phrase. And that one, you can't fake it by like hammering on or anything like that to a different note, because there's no different note. It has to be the same note articulated twice. So I like to practice these little roughs and drags. So a drag being something like, a rough, or I think it's called a half drag, is just sort of going, this is like left, left, right, 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 left with the drumsticks, or in the case of the guitar, going from the lower string to the higher string. You're just kind of playing the high string, but you're coming at it with this little double on the lower string, and the picking motion is up, down, down. And then to go the other way, it's just down, up, up. but it's not. The stroke is much quicker. It's like, it's almost like a little grace note. It reminds me of like, you know, when you do those little quick notes in like a blues type of phrase, you know, that's from like a, you know, Charlie Parker, you know, funky blues. He does something like that in there. So in this case, that's a drag, right? I'm sorry, a rough. I'm not sure exactly the terminology, but I believe this is called a half drag or a rough. Okay, and then you can go, and this is a drag. So what am I doing? How am I going? I'm going. I'm just going like this. I'm just going back and forth between two notes, but I'm putting the double grace note before every two notes. You could do a double drag. You know, there's many different things. I think there's a, let's see, I'm looking at the sheet that I'm going to attach to this video from my book, Roughs and Drags, Pick Control. Oh, Rademacue. This is, the Rademacue is Rademacue. 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 Basically, you're going. It's just a triplet with like a triplet with a quarter note, but then you're putting the double grace note before it. Slowing down. So you could do drag paradiddle. So that's a regular paradiddle. Just put a drag before each one. That's pretty hard. Anyway, this may seem like a weird thing to do, but I've found it to be very useful. It gets, there's a fun articulation to be able to do, and it gives a lot of detail to things. You know, you can hit these little details without struggling. You know, quick doubles helps out with your doubles as well, because you're doing a little double really fast. So so that's about it. We're almost through this pick control thing. I think I might have one or two more things, and then I'm going to start going into some things that have been asked in the questions, but I wanted to finish up this series. So all right, have fun with that, and we will talk again soon. Well, that's it for today's episode. I hope you found it useful for your personal work. This podcast was produced by Ed Gavitt, with the original source being a video on Patreon. If you'd like to see this video, head on over to Patreon and search for Work with Miles Okazaki. If you go through a browser and sign up as a member, it's a very small fee. And if you like the convenience of the iOS app, it's just a little bit more. In any case, as a member, you have access to categories such as exercises for the guitar, things to download, things to practice, guided practice sessions where I practice and you play along, a category called the Language of Jazz where I go through standards and famous solos, transcriptions, listening sessions, and also a complete series on every composition by Thelonious Monk as it might be played on the guitar. I do detailed demonstration of material from my book Fundamentals of Guitar and have prepared special exercises and software even for members of the site. Every Sunday we sit down with some Bach, take a look at some violin sonatas, cello suites, inventions, well-tempered clavier, things like that. We work on sight reading, we work on listening, exercises to train your ear, exercises to train rhythmically off the instrument. And then as often as I can, I sit down and do a mailbag episode where I go through listener questions and answer them directly. We're having a lot of fun over there, and I really hope you can join us. And thanks for joining us today on this podcast version and for your support of creative music. See you next time.